In national news, KMUD spoke with Congressman Jared Huffman, our representative for the North Coast, who addressed the escalating threats to democracy under the Trump administration, including today's forceful detainment of California Senator Alex Padilla for asking questions at a press conference, the use of military force, and the broader implications of Project 2025. He warned that the U.S. has likely crossed the Rubicon and expressed concern over the erosion of democratic norms, the abuse of emergency powers, and the weaponization of agencies like ICE in this interview.
Yeah, that's tough, Lauren, because it's just surreal. And today was one of those days. You thought it couldn't get stranger, and then I saw the video of these thugs manhandling and handcuffing and detaining Senator Alex Padilla for doing his job. And we're just in a dark, dark place in the United States of America right now. And it is it's disturbing. I think for many people it's probably scary. But the flip side of fear is courage, and I'm hoping that today and some of these other incidents are going to help people find their way to that flip side and start joining the protests, start raising their voices peacefully, of course. But that's what it's going to take if we are going to stand up to this descent into dictatorship.
Governor Gavin Newsom said that Trump is actively destroying American democracy. As a member of Congress, do you share that level of alarm? And what do the Democratic Party and the public need to be doing right now to respond?
Well, I do agree. I've been saying the same thing for the last 6 months. I've been very clear-eyed about what I knew was coming. I was under no illusions. I think Governor Newsom was a little slow, to get there, but I think he's been stepping up too, and I'm pleased to see it. So this is not a drill. This is not any of us wanted, not anything any of us wanted to experience. And for those that are still in denial about what this guy is doing, we don't have the luxury of that. We have to step up and face it and push back if we want to hang on to our democracy and our rights.
We've been hearing from folks on the ground who believe what's happening in California, particularly in LA, is a test run. With the deployment of the National Guard and even the Marines, do you believe this is an early trial for how military force could be weaponized during the primaries or a general election to keep Republicans in power?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, this is just how Donald Trump operates. He pushes the envelope, he tests, he probes. So everything about this is testing whether anyone will stand up to him. That's certainly what's happening with his, you know, all these fake emergencies that he's been declaring and the way he's been wielding emergency authority, whether it's tariffs or any number of other things. But it's playing out now in Los Angeles. And, you know, he's also testing the way, what he can get away with in terms of intimidating and even physically confronting his political opponents. So, you know, this whole retribution agenda and intimidation agenda is part of the test. What he's doing with Harvard, what he's doing with the media, what he's doing in all of these different ways. So, you know, it's all connected. It's all part of this agenda to just claim all of these powers and dare people in his institutions to stop him if they will.
At this point, would you say we've crossed the Rubicon? Are the courts still capable of keeping the president in check, or have we moved beyond that?
Yeah, you know, to borrow the metaphor, what, Caesar crossed the Rubicon and commenced the civil war that led to the fall of the Roman Republic. Trump has crossed the Rubicon, and we're about to find out if our republic will just let him roll over it.
Immigrant rights advocates have begun comparing ICE tactics to modern-day Nazi behavior. Do you agree with that comparison? Why or why not?
You know, I think we've got to be careful about some of that. look, when I see ICE agents wearing masks and not identifying themselves, yeah, sure, that is, you know, deeply dystopic and un-American and disturbing, and I think totally unacceptable, maybe even illegal. So I'm all for calling that out. But I, you know, I'm not one of those who says that ICE cannot do its job of enforcing the immigration laws and securing the border. The problem is they lose trust and confidence and credibility when they do some of the stuff that we've seen. And yeah, these crazy, you know, rolling up in unmarked vehicles with masks on, no, that is deeply unacceptable. And I condemn it in every possible way. So I think we've just got to be careful about what aspect of ICE and what it's doing that we're talking about.
You've been outspoken about Project 2025, even before Trump's return to office, helping to lead the anti-Project 2025 task force. With much of the playbook now in motion, what should the public be bracing for next?
Yeah, so the invocation of these emergency authorities and the domestic use of the military was all over Project 2025. Look, what comes next, the part that was not in Project 2025 and that I think you have to begin to worry about is martial law and things like suspending elections or in some way interfering with elections. Now, you know, the closer we get to the 2026 midterms, the more these guys realize they're going to lose. You know, the country did not vote for this. Whatever led Americans to vote for Donald Trump, they didn't want a lot of this chaos and corruption and dictatorship stuff that they're getting, and this betrayal of them. I mean, their cost of living is not getting better under Donald Trump. It's getting worse. So they're going to lose the midterm elections, and when you kind of connect the dots to all of this stuff he is doing and the way the Republican Congress is going along for the ride, it would not shock me if one of the next steps is trying to do some things that compromise the ability to have a free and fair 2026 election.
And of course, the media plays a major role in safeguarding democracy. A free press is a pillar of democracy. And right now, it is under threat. Today, the House passed a bill to eliminate funding for the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, which was created specifically to ensure that media funding couldn't be used as a political weapon. Are we witnessing a shift toward state-controlled media, like we see in Russia or North Korea? And how can members of the public, journalists, and elected officials work to protect independent media, one of our most important tools in defending democracy?
I couldn't agree with you more, Lauren. And I want KMUD and every other, you know, public broadcasting station in America to keep the lights on and keep doing what they do without fear or favor. Plus all of the incredible servicing that they, you know, the programming that they provide to disadvantaged in rural and remote communities, you can't replace that with the private sector. There's no business model for it. So it's a great idea to have the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and it used to be something that had bipartisan support. Your question is, are we drifting into a state media model along the lines of dictatorships? And it feels like we are. Because half the world will never even know about some of these things that you and I talk about when you interview me. They will get their news and information through the straw of right-wing media, whether it's Fox News or Newsmax or these other organs. And when you watch them, as I sometimes do, it feels like state media. It feels like, you know, Pravda or Izvestia, you know, praising the Soviet regime. They are just, they do nothing but sanctify Donald Trump. And so I'm worried about it. And of course, media is not what it used to be, right? I mean, people are getting their information from all these different platforms, including influencers. And I got to say, Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans have just done a much better job of controlling all of those new media influencers and platforms. And you know, we're all going to have to play some catch-up real quick to start reaching people through those methods.
Again, that was North Coast Representative Congressman Jared Huffman speaking to us from the House Chambers in Washington, D.C. earlier this Thursday afternoon.